I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we'll unpack the facts behind China's plans to change Christianity. There's a place in this story for you. And later, a search for deaf churches results in a new tool and new opportunities to connect. What you need to know in just a moment. We'll start today in China, where this month, religious freedom activists alerted the U.S. government to China's plans to revamp Christianity within the next 5 years. Now, those plans include an infusion of communist ideals and values into the Bible, study tools, and worship music. Open Doors USA's David Curry says it's about China controlling content and message.
They are trying to force out unregistered churches. Those churches that are registered, they approve sermons, these kinds of things, slowly turning up the heat and making it a Chinese church, not a Church of Jesus.
Curry says it's time to speak out. Church leaders are adding their voices to a growing chorus of protests as this move to make the church more Chinese spreads across the nation.
The church in China needs to move out of the passive zone and be actively integrating their faith into every part of their walk in China, including standing up if the Chinese government decides they want to edit the Bible.
Curry also says the time to sit as bystanders is past.
I think we have to call it out. So I think it's an issue of prayer and letting people know in the global community that we're aware. Whenever Christians are persecuted, we need to stand up and let our voice be heard.
And picking up where we left off yesterday, India is not immune to the vices of society. In a nation of 1.3 billion people, uncounted multitudes lay forgotten and alone in prison cells. Faceless thousands are enslaved to drug or alcohol addictions. And while India's caste system is dead on paper, it's still alive in practice. Dean Vandermeer says that's why Set Free Ministries partners with local believers to carry Christ's hope and love into India's darkest corners.
Untouchables in India, they actually believe that the gods are angry with them, and so they have to live this life in suffering and misery. So the huge lie in India is don't help the poor because they're being punished by the gods.
A new addiction recovery center is in the works, and Set Free India operates a thriving hospital ministry too. Volunteers also visit prisoners at 7 facilities.
It's really amazing to watch some of the people who are incarcerated for life. They become the disciples or the elders for the younger men, and they know that God will richly reward them for making disciples of the men that come through there, and that is their new life call.
Visit us online if you'd like to help set spiritual captives free in India, the land of a thousand gods.
It doesn't take a whole lot to show them the difference between what they believe and the truth that sets them free.
And a few years ago, Deaf Bible Society was connecting with deaf churches across the United States for scripture engagement training. There was just one problem. It was harder than they realized to find deaf churches. J.R. Bucklew, Deaf Bible Society president, says some information they found online hadn't been updated in years.
So we said, you know, it seems like it would be extremely helpful for not only us, but a lot of people to be able to go in and say, okay, I'm looking for a church and I want it to be a deaf church. Is there a deaf church in my area? Or I don't care if it's a deaf church, it can be an interpreter, or I need it to be a Baptist church with an interpreter, or whatever it is I'm looking for. How does a deaf person actually do that? Because if you just Google search your city and deaf church, you're not guaranteed to actually find anything.
So Deaf Bible Society created an online tool, Deaf Church Where. It lists current church information with various levels of deaf ministry.
We've had a lot of great feedback. A lot of that people being upset that their churches weren't in the directory, which is good feedback for us because no one was telling us before where these churches were.
So there are two things that you can do. First, if you know of any churches with deaf ministries, check out deafchurchware.com and see if they're listed. If not, contact the Deaf Bible Society. Second, pray for deaf believers who feel left out to be connected to the body of Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.